Hello, this is David Johnston, Governor General of Canada and Commander-in-Chief. As I was reading them, I was thinking about my mother and my grandmother, my mother's mother, who received a similar cablegram and then a letter because my mother's older brother was in a bomber and went down over a bombing raid on Berlin. And I just put myself in their shoes at how they would feel as first that cablegram came and then the letter making it final. And the huge sorrow that was in their life from that point on. So it was very personal. And I think also of how terrible war is, that there are consequences that are so dramatic and so disturbing to families all across the nation. It reminds us that, well, our freedoms are purchased at great cost and are very important, at the consequences for those who suffer are very, very great and very real. I think first it would take a tremendous effort to just control your emotions. Usually this is written by a commanding officer who was responsible for the safety and for the leadership of the person who was lost, and that sense of responsibility would be there. And then conveying the emotion that he or she felt writing the letter, and then putting himself or herself in the position of the people at home receiving it, it would be, I guess, the most difficult thing that a commanding officer does in battle, to send that news home. The person who wrote the letter, how that person would feel, first of all, he or she would have to struggle enormously to control the emotions. Trying to express one's feeling of deep loss and putting oneself in the position of the family who's receiving this news, this would be extremely difficult. Secondly, I suppose there'd also be a sense of personal responsibility. The person writing the letter would usually be the commanding officer who is responsible for the lives, the safety, the training of all of those people who go into battle. And as one writes a letter of that sort, one is very conscious of one's responsibility and one's leadership. A very, very difficult thing to do. I suppose easily the most difficult thing that any leader in uniform has to do and has to face.